Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, August 31st, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. What is Rock the Flock? Well, it is the show. It is the show for Christian independent artists, not only to share their music, but we hear their testimonies. But the best part, we get to hear the word of God they bring to the show, because that is what this show is all about. We base this show on Matthew 16, 18. And just upon this rock, I will build my church. So whatever happens in this show is God driven. It's on that rock. There's nowhere to fall back because it's his show. This week, as I pray, who comes to the show? Lord, send them. And what an amazing response, because thank you, Lord. The show's booking into January of 2026 right now. And the guest we've had this week has been waiting for a while. And we had to do a little scheduling this week. And thank you, because I have Josh Alvarez from Orlando, Florida on with us. How are you doing, Josh?
I'm good, George. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. We were actually supposed to do it a couple days ago, and I fell a little ill, and I was not feeling really, really good at all. So thank you for being patient all this time, and thank you for being patient this week, because I know whenever this show comes on, it's divinely appointed, and God, yeah. God has brought you here to open up, and you're going to bless some listeners. I know you are. You're a cool guy. We've talked, and we're going to get into all of that here shortly. I think you have, we've got music to listen to that you sent me. You have a Bible verse that we're going to be talking about. But when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about you, because we have to let the Rock the Flock family kind of know who you are. You know, if you're a family member, if we're inducting you into this family,
there you go.
We got to know who we're bringing in. All right.
Sounds good.
Well, God bless you, Josh. We'll be right back with Josh Alvarez right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. This week, we have the blessing of having Josh Alvarez on the show. Josh, thank you again for taking the time. You're a very busy man, and we're glad to have you.
Praise God, man. It's good to be here. Good to be here, definitely.
Well, the big question of the show every week, you know, the guts of the show, the Bible verse, then we love the music. But we have to find out who we're bringing to the show. So who is Josh Alvarez?
Yeah, man, that's a good question. So Josh Alvarez is a believer in Jesus Christ. I'm a husband, father, youth pastor, and Christian artist. Also a contractor and a realtor. The Lord has abundantly blessed me, blessed my life. I have an amazing wife, Corianne, and our two children, son Aiden, which is two, and daughter Selah, which is 10 months old, and she's just amazing. And you know, my life was not always like this. The titles that God has blessed me to have and the opportunities that I've been given, you know, it wasn't always like this. You know, it wasn't always so. When I was 12 years old, you know, my mom used to have us in church all the time. So I grew up without a father. So I think she really felt like, hey, the more we get him in the church, you know, maybe the church will get in him. And unfortunately, it kind of got in me. I know that there was a lot of seeds planted, of course, that, you know, we didn't see harvest until after I was in my 30s. So, you know, 12 years old, a preacher put his hand on my head and said, you know, he's going to be a preacher one day. He's going to, you know, Josh's going to preach the gospel. And I heard that and I was like, yeah, that's great. That's exciting. But I guess it'll probably be something I do when I'm older and gray headed and wiser and all that other fun stuff. But until then, I'm going to, you know, do what I want to do. And that kind of defined my life. Is I just, did what I wanted to do, and I found myself, in Orlando, selling drugs, and I was part of a gang, doing a lot of violent, ignorant, foolish things with my life, and I thought I was, I told myself I was living like a rap song, living like a rap song. So, a lot of foolish things transpired, and of course, because I guess it's just the scripture says you reap what you sow, and I sowed a lot of stupidity in my life, and that's what I reaped. There came to a head, came to a point where I was arrested. I got in trouble because I kicked this guy's door in and I ran him down and beat him unconscious and bleeding because he wouldn't come out and fight me. And my house was surrounded at one point in time by officers, and I tried to run out the back after hiding all my guns and drugs, and there was a canine unit back there waiting for me. And I tried to run, as stupid as I was, and a dog got me. I have a nice big scar right here on my arm from that. And it's the night, the day, I'll never forget for the rest of my life. And then I remember sitting in the back of the police car on the way to the hospital, and I was bleeding everywhere, just bleeding, and because of my crimes, I had to go in a, couldn't even go to an ambulance. I went in the back of a cop car, and there was so much blood, they even had to give us an AIDS test. And thank God I passed that, because I was, the way I was living and the all the women and the craziness, it was a miracle. But I know that my mom never stopped praying for me. There's many times and instances where I know that, God protected me. I didn't know at the time what I was supposed to do, and then I didn't even know how God was gonna do it. I'm sitting in the hospital getting stitched up, and then I go and I know I'm facing, I get my charges, and I'm facing life plus 55 years. This is the most they can punish me for all the various charges they stuck me with in Florida. They just kind of like spray and pray and just stick you with the worst one. And that's kind of how the justice system works here. It's a plea bargain system. And so, the Lord, I landed in a Christian dorm around a lot of brothers, and the Lord just used that time for me to wake up. It was like a wake up call in my life, and I repented and I prayed and I asked God for mercy. But unfortunately, I had to end up signing a plea deal for 10 years, and I was 20 years old. And that was like, that 10 years was half a life I'd already lived. And 10 years was actually my whole life, because you think about it, after 10 years old, So I cried because, and even though I didn't get what I wanted from God, I knew that, I trusted God enough to say, you know what? The Lord knows what I need, and I'm just going to use this time to allow God to build me up. I learned to play guitar and sing on a prison rec yard, and 7 out of the 9 songs I've released so far were written in prison. And I wrote about 60 something songs while I was in prison. I mean, I picked up a guitar, and within 2 weeks I was singing and playing. I wrote a song 2 weeks after I touched a guitar. And I was just so, I've never, I never realized I had this talent at all. I never, I'd sung before in the car, in the shower, whatever, and a couple people, oh, you sing kind of good. But I never, the Lord, I guess, didn't just show me this. And so I started, in prison we had praise teams and things, and yeah, I just joined a praise team, ended up leading praise teams, doing music, writing music, doing talent shows in there. It was amazing. And God just basically took my life and he flipped it, inside out, showing me things and flaws and things. So it was just a process, a long process of me, dealing with my anger, dealing with pride, dealing with my foolishness, my recklessness, and allowing God to just touch me in such a profound way where it just changed. The Lord just kind of changed everything about me, everything that I thought I wanted, everything that I thought I wanted to do. And there was just this one desire left over, like, you know what, Lord, I don't care what happens when I get out of here, I don't care if I have to scrub toilets. I'm gonna live for you. I'm not doing crime no more. I'll never, ever in my life get caught with any drugs. Like, I'm not messing around with the gang. Like, this is it. It's over. Like, my old life is done. I'm dead in Christ. Now I'm living a new life, Lord. And what do you want me to do? And it was so surprising how God fulfills his promises. One of my pastors that I had while I was incarcerated, he was a general contractor himself. He was a GC. And I got out, and then I became the lead. He was a pastor as well. So, and I got out, and I automatically became the worship pastor at his church, because I had done worship music for a long time for him during his service as he was a volunteer going into the prisons. And so it was just amazing the doors that the Lord opened up for me, and I helped him open another business that he was trying to open for his wife. It was a restaurant. And after that, I just kind of went to kind of what I knew, sales. Just drug sales, sales, sales. I was just always good at sales. Shoot, I worked at Sears when I was still in high school. I worked at Sears and did really good there. So it's like all the stuff that all the gifts that God gave me, I was able to use them and to build a family. I built a brand new house a couple of years ago here in near Tampa. And I met my wife, proposed to her after 2 months. 6 months later, we were married. She's a chiropractor, and so it's the life I'm living is just so. I didn't think I'd be blessed like this. I didn't think I'd be living this kind of life. And I go to my church, Multicultural Family Church, and the Lord just opened many doors there. Me and my old pastor, we kind of parted ways in ministry, but we still. He's the GC of my company right now. So we still do business together, but in ministry, it was just a little bit different for us. And we ended up, kind of parting ways, friendly, of course. And got in this church, and the Lord just called me to youth ministry. And I'm part-time pastor on staff there at the church, ordained minister as well. Glory to God. And I love my students. Actually, last Sunday we just had five of our students be baptized, and it
Amen.
was definitely a very exciting moment for me. And my life is just, I don't let my life be defined by my past. And many people know about my past. I'm in business networking groups, and they know about my past. And I'm like, wow. And I just use it as a talking point to give God glory. Because many people that know me and they don't know about my past, and I tell them, they're like, wow, I can't believe that. Like, how would someone like you would never do anything like that? I said, well, it's because the person that did those things is dead in Christ, and now I'm a new creature here to bring God glory and to serve Him. And so with music, one of the brothers that I was incarcerated with, he had. He started like he got out and just started music. I didn't. I got out and started working 90 hours a week, and God just began opening doors into different areas, and I began jumping through those doors and kind of building up myself, not only in the Lord, but like financially and stuff, because I wanted a family, and I wanted to have kids. I wanted to be able to provide for them, and the Lord blessed me in all of that, and all the desires that He gave me. And so now is a time where Josh, the artist, I'm growing and doing my music, and I really, really love it. I mean, I was in the studio today working with my producer Sean, and it's just, to me, it's, I call it my, right now, it's like my most expensive hobby. It's just fun, so much fun. But I'm gonna be releasing a song every month until I have a certain amount of listeners, and then I'm gonna do a whole entire album. So that's pretty much, I guess, me in a nutshell. I'm just a child of God that came back. So
Well, amen. I hope and pray that that's what this show is all about, to get you out, and not just, in the Rock the Flock family, their families, and some of their producers that listen to this show. So we'll be praying about that. And
amen.
thank you for, thank you for opening up and sharing that, because God has given you a tremendous platform. And it is. It's pretty cool when people can come up to you and not believe you are that person. And there are people that will come up to you and not believe that you could be the person that you are now, because they knew who you were. And And people are going to walk up and say, if God can do that with him, he can do it with me, or he can do it with my son, or he can do it with my dad, or he can do it. And it's just all glory to God for that.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
Well, all right. Because I know we talked on the drive here. You have a Bible verse that ties into your testimony. So how about when we come back? I'm really excited to hear which verse is going to go with all of that. So we'll be back with Josh Alvarez right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, listening online at 897WJHO.org, or the favorite thing I say every week is you've just scrolled past all your podcasts and you get stuck on this one called Rock the Flock and you can't get off. And I can't seem to apologize for that every week, but I hope you're enjoying it because you're blessed this week, because on the show, on the airways, streaming, or on the podcast, we've got an amazing man of God on the show, Josh Alvarez. Josh, again, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for sharing your testimony. And before we get into your amazing music and the really cool song you sent, the backbone to all of this, like I said, backbone to the show and the backbone to each one of us individually, if we are walking with the Lord, is getting in his word. So what Bible verse are you bringing to the show?
Yes, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
And I can see where that fit into your testimony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. God totally renewed my mind, my heart, my desires, my goals, vision, dream, everything. Everything changes. Like, everything changed when I started following him, and just everything. Because I honestly, like, in my old life, I could just see where I was like a dog chasing his tail. You know, I didn't know where I was going, what direction. My own desires and human nature kind of just guided me. I just did what I want, what I felt, and acted on it. And now, you know, I have a purpose. I have joy in serving others and watching God do things in their lives and seeing people get baptized and repent and seeing people, you know, come to Jesus Christ and own to the Lord as well. It's just been a real, real blessing. And becoming a new creation in Christ, like in him, has just been amazing. Because whatever God creates is just, you just can't help but say, wow, that's really cool. Yeah.
Well, it is. And if people could listen to our off-air conversations, sometimes they're just as good as the on-air. And, you know, Josh, you talked about, you know, you're a contractor. I was going to pick at you about being a real estate, doing real estate and contracting, because I was going to ask you when you're doing real estate, if you kind of put the hint in, hey, I can fix that, but we won't go there. You want that fixed? I can handle it. But no, how you talked about serving your clients, your customers, and the things you do. And, you know, I say it week after week, we don't have to beat people over the head with Bibles. We don't have to go around shouting it, but they ought to know who we serve by our actions and what we do and how we treat each other.
No, I agree with that. It comes out, you know, in the daily, day-to-day walk. You know, so there's some contractors that just take your money and you'll see them in a while. But I try to be there with my clients and I tell them all the time, hey, listen, if you have anything, you need anything, call me. Don't worry about, you know, if you have any question whatsoever, any question about our agreement, call me. And it's just, I love to keep a really solid relationship with my clients. you know, a lot of my clients end up hearing my testimony or seeing pictures of my little ones. And, you know, I mean, it's amazing. I just closed a $86,000 kitchen and floor job the other day, and they're, you know, they're believers as well. And we got a chance to talk about the Lord, talk about different ministries that we're part of, and showing pictures of my kids, and they're talking about their kids. And it was just awesome because it's a, you know, it's a personal, when you do business with people, it's always better when it's a personal experience, and there's a lot of trust and mutual respect built. And not only that is, you know, I treat their house like it's my house, you know, and they don't have to ask me if anything needs to be done a certain way, because I make sure that, you know, things are going to be clean, things are going to be covered, things aren't going to be damaged that we're not working on, you know. So it's you know, if I treat the house like my second home, then I know my clients are going to be happy, and I make sure, you know, I make sure they're happy. And I love doing business as a man of God, because I everything, you know, I keep everything above board and very honest with my clients, and they love that. And just the genuine care that I have for them, you know, they know it when we're talking and in our conversations. So I just, it's just fun, you know. It's just, it really is. Sometimes my work is not work for me, because I'm just doing it, you know. I'm just hanging out. I'm just over here hanging out, showing people designs and designing kitchens for them, and you know, we're just hanging out. And when it becomes like that, it's not like this drudgery thing that, you know, it's just, yeah.
Well, amen. Well, I tell you what, we're going to have some fun in the next segment, because that's how I found you, your music. And
amen.
Yes, and I can't, you know, can't wait to see what God's going to do with you with that. So when we come back, we'll talk about your music. We're going to talk about this song you sent me, and then we're going to play it. That's the cool part. So we'll be right back with Josh Alvarez right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from Orlando, Florida, we've got several independent Christian artists. And, you know, there's a couple label artists on the show, and one of those is from Florida. So it's good to see that, because I was beginning to think for a while that Nashville, Tennessee was the only place independent Christian artists live. But it's good to see that, man, all over the country now. Well, I don't want to say this show's brought them together, but God has allowed that to happen. And now from Orlando, Josh Alvarez. Josh, again, thank you for the testimony. Thank you for your Bible verse. I really get interested in Bible verses, because, you know, they come, some are a season of life, and, you know, we go through different seasons of life. Some are shorter, some are longer, and God speaks to us during those seasons in his word. And then some people have life verses, as I call them. It's kind of just a verse that they've learned early, and it's just stuck with them. So, you know, thank you for bringing one that is kind of a life verse and kind of a season verse.
Amen. Oh yeah, man. It's that verse is one of my first few memory verses, actually. Another one, Psalms 119:11, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. That was my very first memory verse that talks about why it's important to memorize verses and hide the word in your heart.
Amen.
But yeah, the concept of God making things new is amazing.
It is. It's amazing. I had an artist a couple of weeks ago, and her song is called Holy Ground. And it hit me that, you know, I'm going to get up every day, because, you know, I struggle with going to the job I do sometimes. I don't want to go. You know, I feel like I need to be doing something else. But I had to realize that song, she was sent to the show. That's pretty cool. And I want to say for me, to realize that, you know, every step I take, I'm stepping on holy ground. And just like you said, all things new, he breathed that ground into existence. You know, he created that ground in a breath, and it is holy, and it's all his. And so as we go from Dorothy's song, Holy Ground, we're going to go to Josh Alvarez's song and all his music. So before we get into music, you know, we talked about that's your wife's keyboard behind you, correct?
Yeah, it's her keyboard, yeah.
Her keyboard. I see 1, 2, 3 guitars.
Yeah, those are a couple of them that I have, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Just a couple of them, yes, sir. Are there more in the room?
Not in the room, no. I have I have two more hanging in the house. I just... if I'm in the house, I just want to grab a guitar. Bah, bah. Yeah.
I remember growing up, my mom's parents, they had a living room and den, and in the den, all the way around the walls of the room were guitars, ukuleles, steel. And it was when the family got together, they would just all go in there, grab one, and sit down and play.
Nice. It's going to, I hope it gets that way with the kids. Right now, you know, me and my wife will play and hang, you know, every now and then, but I can't wait. My son has already expressed interest in the guitar, so I can't wait till his little fingers are big enough to play guitar. It's going to be really fun.
Well, you sent me a song, and it's called Why Do I? But again, we had an interesting off-air conversation about another song that you didn't think was going to do anything. And before you did that, you talked about how many songs you wrote in the past. About how many songs have you written total?
Probably about 70.
Okay.
70, maybe 70 or 80. Yeah.
How many have you, I guess the correct thing to say is produced? How many of you have you gone to and have them produced for you?
About 10 of them, 10 of them so far. Only 10, maybe 11, about 11. Okay. 10 and a half. Yeah.
And the one song that you didn't think was going to be very popular is about your mom.
Yeah, I wrote a song for my mom on Mother's Day called Jennifer. And it's actually my most popular song. And it's just, you know, it's just a song about my mom. I wrote it for her on Mother's Day, and love the song. It's been a blessing for her. I actually reached her right before Mother's Day. It was one of my Mother's Day presents for her. And so I've got 7 songs released so far, and then I've got an 8th song coming out the first Friday of September called Love Is Alive. Mm-hmm. And that song actually features one of, you know, my wife on the cover in one of the wedding photos, where she's just beaming up at me with love as we're saying our vows to each other. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about this really cool song you sent called Why Do I?
So Why Do I is a song birthed out of my struggle with anger. You know, I've always, you know, one day my mom told me, like, one day your anger is going to get you in trouble. And mom is right. It got me in a little bit of trouble. So, you know, one day I was just sitting in the rec yard and I was so mad and angry. And I went to, and you know, the guitar was what I always went to, you know, my past to help me, you know, spiritually. And God always, it was just the one place I always felt the presence of God. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. And maybe that's why David was always singing and he always had an instrument and stuff, because it's like when you create the atmosphere for God to move in, like God is there. And so, like, man, I'm fixing to go create another atmosphere, because this one is. So, you know, so I'm sitting there, I'm just playing around the guitar, just playing some different chords and stuff. And I got a little groove going on. Like, oh, why do I? Dun, 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 dun. So the song, the first part of the song, why do I waste my time letting these small things make me, break me, take me, become a thorn in my side, want to break it off and find a place to hide. Mm. So the song is about, I'm angry and I'm like, why, you know, why do I always let these small, it's like all these small things build up, and I've always been one to just, you know, let it all build up inside of me until I just bam, pop. And the Lord was just dealing with me, and then the other part of the song is, why can't I shake this feeling? Gotta get away when my heart is reeling. Don't they realize it's my joy they're stealing? And it's like, and then I always felt like, you know, that people can steal your joy, but the reality is, you just joy is found in Christ, and you just have to recalibrate your mind and your heart to focus on Christ. And then the other part of the song goes, but I now realize that my joy can't be stole, but it's because I took my eyes off Jesus. Like Peter walking on the water, and he looks around in fear. He falls like we all do sometimes, drowning in the water, but we tell people we're fine, but we're really struggling with thoughts and feelings, hurting those around us because our words are piercing. And that lyric, I lived that lyric. I there was times where my words were piercing, where I said things hurtful to other people because I was angry or upset, or I held everything in, and then when I let it out, it just came out the complete wrong way. And that's what the song is speaking to. The song is kind of like a little mini journey through my heart and mind as I struggle with these things. And the second part of the song is just as amazing, because the second part talks about the joy of the Lord. And I just want to make sure I get this exactly right, because actually I don't memorize this thing really well unless I'm singing it. And I don't do too much singing. You're gonna play the song anyway. This is great. And it says, later on in the song, it says this, but we're really struggling with thoughts. So it says, I have to ask myself, do I really give control to somebody else? Gotta pray for the joy of the Lord. Lord, fill me up till I can't stand it anymore. And it's a prayer. Like, I have to, I, me, like for me, man, I have to constantly pray, like, Lord, please fill me with your joy. Let me focus on you. Let me focus on what's good. Let me focus on your word so that I can be, like, centered in my heart and mind and my emotions. And then there goes to, the joy of the Lord is my strength right now. And the other part, oh, the joy of the Lord is here right now. And it says, now my face is glowing, my light is showing, I feel light as a feather, God makes it all work together. And that's where you hear Romans 8:28, and we know God makes all things work together for the good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And that verse comes out here, God makes it all work together. And it's just that part of the song where, I'm light as a fe I get lighter whenever I think, you know what? Whatever this is, whatever's going on, whatever's upsetting me, whatever's going crazy in my life right now, like, God is gonna make this work for his good. And if I can focus on that and have faith in the God that I serve, then I can have joy in any situation. And it's just a when you realize that and you think about it and you sit and meditate it, it's just a release. Like, God won't change the situation. Like, he's more interested in changing you in the situation. And your outlook and how you view things and your attitudes toward the things around you. And this song was birthed out of that struggle for me, because in life, and even in my incarcerated journey, and even afterwards, I sang this song. Like, things, going crazy, and this song right here just helped me to refocus my mind and heart on the King of Glory. So yeah,
Well, amen.
that's why do I in a nutshell.
All right. Would you do the honor of introing the song?
Yeah, sure. This is Why Do I by Josh Alvarez.
Thank you for tuning in the show this week, Rock the Flock Radio. I'm Greg Wyckoff, my special guest from Orlando, Florida. Just one, like I said, one really cool man of God. I know you're a great husband. I can already tell. I know you're a wonderful father. You can see it. And that's why I said before, we shouldn't have to tell people who we are. They ought to be able to see it. And I can see that in you, brother.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
So before we go any further, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for the artist on this show, Lord. I ask you to continually to bless them. Heavenly Father, for the guest, I was so honored that you sent this week for Josh, Lord. Lord, to continue to burn the fire in him. Lord, to burn the fire, keep it going in his marriage. Lord, to keep it going, to pass it down to his children. And Lord, as you do that, Lord, guide them, protect them, put a hedge of protection around them, Lord. Send angels. Lord, walk with Josh. Walk with every decision, whether it's his music, his business, his family. Lord, that you will guide him to the right doors in this journey. Lord, bless each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. It's God.
All right, brother. Well, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, I mean, I've got Josh Alvarez Music on Instagram. It's also Josh Alvarez Music on TikTok. Josh Alvarez, you can look me up on Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much anything, any outlet that has music, almost I'm on there somewhere, and you can look me up, Josh Alvarez. And I also have a very small fledgling YouTube channel. I haven't really been doing much with it. Josh.alvarez.music.89. I just started that up. But yeah, Josh Alvarez Music for TikTok and Josh Alvarez Music for Instagram as well. Those are that's how you can find me. And I have about 9 songs out. You know, Why Do I? One of them, Jennifer, a few others. And you can also, I mean, if you're old enough to, you can find me on Facebook, Josh Alvarez on Facebook. Yeah, that's pretty much where you can find me right now. And I'm pretty local in where I do music and everything, local to Tampa. So yeah, now in Tampa. So yeah.
Do you ever go live on Instagram or live on TikTok?
I've thought about it, but no, I mean, no, not really.
Okay.
I haven't yet. I've never tried it before. One of these days I may, I don't know what I would do during live. Maybe I would just do some live singing. I don't know.
Well, there's an artist in Nashville and she and her husband go live a lot. And I guess the place to go is TikTok to go live, because she may get 8 to 20 Instagram watchers during her live feed, but on TikTok, she'll be up in the thousands.
Wow.
That's crazy. And it's kind of cool, the interaction back and forth. And that's just why I ask, because you just seem to have that. You have this personality that just what attracts people. And that's why I know you're, that's why God is giving you that. It's a gift for your music. It's a gift for your business. So
praise God.
Try it out.
I might try it out. Yeah. I might try it out one day and see what happens. And just get on there and worship and just hang out. Yeah.
And if you do, let me know, because I'm not on TikTok yet, but if you do, I'll get TikTok and I'll jump on there.
There you go. Okay. I got you. I'll tell you up on that.
All right. Well, man, thank you for taking, again, the time in your busy schedule. Thank you for blessing us, and thank you for being the man, the godly man that God called you to be. And you just keep that, like I pray, that flame going, you know, in your life, in your wife's life, in your kid's life, in the business world that you work in. Just keep doing it, man.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Definitely. Yes, sir. And you too, man. This is an amazing show. I love it. I listened to a couple of your episodes and stuff on Rock the Flock. I plan on slowly listening to the rest of them while I run around on my appointments. So yeah,
they're cool artists, man. There's some really cool
God is doing some amazing things. That's for sure. That's for sure.
And there are a lot of stories, just like what you brought to the show today. There's going to be somebody in the next week or the next few weeks that say, hey, man, I listened to that guy, Josh Alvarez, in that podcast. And that's pretty cool. That this is all for a reason, man. And it is, it is a music show, like I said, but it's much more than that. So, thank you for being a part of it. And I pray that, somebody's going to hear it, whether they're listening now or they'll hear it on the podcast. And they'll want that new life. So
yeah.
We'll just pray for that. That somebody will, they'll want to know more about. They won't be stuck where they are, but there's a new life, and it's a new life in Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
Well, amen, brother. The superstar Josh Alvarez. You can find his music anywhere. Because when you're big time like him, you can just find him on any social media platform. You can find his music anywhere. And who knows, who can tell where God's going to take him. Amen. And where you'll find him next.
Praise God. Yeah. Where you'll find him next. I like that part.
Yes, sir.
God only knows.
God only knows. That's right. All right. That's Josh Alvarez on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.